How to Conduct a Healthy Preaching Postmortem. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 124. And today we're talking about how to conduct a healthy postmortem of your most recent sermon or lesson. You know what it's like if you preach or teach. It's perhaps Sunday afternoon or evening or maybe even Monday, and going through your mind is how the sermon went. What you think you did right, what you think you did poorly, things you missed out you meant to include, things you said you wished you hadn't said. And I have been thinking about this myself because I was a bit disappointed with my sermon last Sunday on two counts. One, I said something offhand as a joke that wasn't in my notes that might have been taken the wrong way by a particular couple in the congregation. It was pointed out to me by another friend, and I was grateful for that, and I have contacted those people and they've told me they're not offended, but still, it worried me on Sunday evening and on Monday until I got that reassurance. And secondly, and more importantly, my sermon in the afternoon, and I preached twice, was way too long. And actually, more importantly than the fact that I felt it was too long, was longer than I wanted it to be. Really frustrates me because it's one of those things I've worked on over the years and still work on to try and keep my lessons to a timely limit. So I was very frustrated with myself on, say, Sunday evening and Monday, and I've been thinking, how do we deal with this in a healthy way? This sense of frustration that I think all of us preachers and teachers have, since we've never yet preached the perfect sermon, there's always some reflection that's good to do. How do we do it in a good way? Well, here are three ideas, and I'd love to know what you think. Each one begins with an A, so we've got a triple A method of conducting a healthy preaching postmortem. Here we go. Number one, accept. We need to accept that we are weak, that in fact our weakness is God's opportunity to demonstrate His glory through us cracked vessels. We are but vessels of clay, are we not? And let's face it, if you preached the perfect sermon, no one else would dare aspire to be a preacher, because you'd be a standard up to which it would be impossible for all other people to aspire. So, accept that you are weak, accept you will make mistakes, and accept, well, frankly, that's not going to be a barrier to God doing His work through you. So number one, accept. Number two, analyze. Analyze. We need to do some analysis if we want to learn from what we have just been doing, and that's a good thing to do. So do at least one of two things, I would suggest. Either listen to a recording of your lesson on video or audio. Perhaps there's a podcast that's gone up on your church feed, or perhaps you can make your own recording. I've done this sometimes myself. Just put my phone on the lectern or even in my pocket. It's good enough to pick up most of the lesson. So listen to a recording or watch yourself on video. Now, and if you can't do that, then just go through your notes, and as you go through them, recall how the lesson went at each point. So go through things and be as objective as possible, making it a point to remember the things you did well, I'm sure of which there were many, as well as the things you could have been done a bit better. And then I suggest, along with, as part of this analysis, write down up to only three things which could have been improved. Don't write down more than that. Do yourself a favor or you'll be overwhelmed. But write down up to three things. And then very importantly, decide to forgive yourself for all three. After all, I'm sure God does. And then settle on one. Just the one which, if improved, would make the biggest impact on the effectiveness of your next message. So, firstly, accept. Secondly, analyze. And thirdly, act. Now that you've picked the one lesson to learn, decide how to implement it in your next sermon. Don't try and change everything at once. Just one thing at a time. For me, in my next lesson, I'm going to put something on the lectern which is going to show me how long I have preached. That will help me. So what helps you to conduct a healthy postmortem of your most recent lesson? How do you handle your frustrations, or even sometimes your shame? What do you do when you receive less than kind feedback? Or perhaps even worse, none at all? I would love to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. Hit the like button, subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review if you wouldn't mind. I'd be very grateful. I'm sure your last lesson wasn't perfect. I'm sure the next one won't be either. But let's conduct these postmortems in a healthy way so that we accept our weakness, we analyze clearly, and then we act to improve the next lesson. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.